Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, December 13th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The earnings calendar is almost bare in the week ahead, although reports from FedEx and Nike could resonate across their respective sectors. The FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee will review the safety and efficacy data package from Moderna's mRNA-1273 COVID-19 vaccine on December 17th, and the Fed will be in the spotlight with a FOMC announcement on the 16th. Stress tests on big banks arrive after the close on the 18th. The euphoria from investors over recent IPOs and SPACs will also be closely watched for any signs of cracking. In earnings news, HEXO reports on December 14th, American Outdoor Brands on the 15th, Lennar on the 16th, General Mills, Sanderson Farms, Rite Aid, and FedEx on the 17th, Darden Restaurants, Winnebago, and Nike on the 18th. In IPO news, Oriental Culture Holdings is expected to price its IPO on the 14th, while Upstart Holdings and Context Logics are slated to price their IPOs on December 15th. Partial IPO lockups expire on JFrog, VerifyMe, and Snowflake on December 15th. Quiet periods expire during the week on Olema Pharma, NeoGames, and Telos. It also is week two of trading on DoorDash and Airbnb after both made dizzying runs higher in their debut. In M&A news, British grocer Jay Sainsbury has invited potential bidders to submit first-round offers for its banking unit next week. The M&A rumor mill was stirred up quite a bit heading into next week when the information laid out Dropbox, Box, New Relic, and MongoDB as potential high-profile takeover targets for a bigger company like Microsoft, Oracle, IBM, or Dell. As we mentioned earlier, FedEx is reporting earnings this week, and consensus estimates on FedEx are for the shipper to report revenue of $19.40 billion and EPS of $3.94. Bank of America expects FDX to beat on both lines. Previewed Bank of America, we see additional upside this quarter driven by domestic and international express volumes, which were trending 700 BPS ahead of our prior estimates, based on Memphis air cargo data prior to our upticks yesterday. For fiscal 2021 and fiscal 2022, the firm forecasts EPS of $15.95 and $17.05, paving the way for a potential $20 EPS outlook over the medium term. FedEx and rival UPS are seen as beneficiaries from COVID-19 vaccine shipments of as much as $300 million domestically and much more internationally. Speaking of the two shippers, buyer beware, pre-holiday delivery windows could slam shut next week when FedEx and UPS redline their package delivery capabilities amid a blistering e-commerce season and start to pitch in with vaccine distribution. Looking at the unusual dynamics playing out this year, Odeon Capital compiled a list of retail winners that includes Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, and Williams-Sonoma. Mall-levered retailers like American Eagle Outfitters, Abercrombie & Fitch, Genesco, Foot Locker, Gap, and Children's Place are seen at risk. Apple will launch its Fitness Plus subscription service for digital fitness classes on December 14th. The service will cost $9.99 per month or $79.99 per year. Users can watch workout videos on connected devices and sync their exercise metrics from their Apple Watches. Caterpillar should be out with its monthly machinery sales report during the first few days of the week, and the trucking sector will be on watch to see if the Cass Freight Index can record a positive reading for the second straight month. In the banking sector, credit card charge-off reports are due in from American Express, Bank of America, Citigroup, Capital One, Discover Financial, and JP Morgan. This week in Barron's mentions, those stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Chinese electric vehicles NIO, Li Auto, and XPeng make the cover this week, although the recommendation to investors is to sell due to rich valuation. XPeng trades for more than 15 times 2021 estimated sales. NIO fetches 11 times sales and Li about 10 times sales. None will have substantial profits for at least a couple more years, read the warning. On the other side of the ledger, Warren Buffett's Mercury General is called attractive, and in the exploding SPAC world, Ajax, Omnichannel, Dragoneer Growth Opportunities, Altimeter Growth, and Ribbit Leap are said to stand out for having seasoned industry managers in place. This week, in our single stock focus, we're focusing on sentiment with Taylor Dart. The stock closed the week at $1.64. Dart begins here. While the gold miners index has had a rough few months with weakness in the gold price, few stocks have taken the beating that sentiment has in H2. The stock is down more than 40% in Q4 alone and 55% from its highs, enduring its fourth largest correction in the past 15 years. The catalyst for the sell-off was movement in localized waste material in a pit wall that has put a significant dent in the company's operational flexibility, leading to a sharp drop in Q4 2020 and FY 2021 production guidance. The good news is that this has not affected the viability of Sukari as an asset long-term, and sentiment is now sitting at a nearly 6% annual yield. Therefore, I continue to see this correction as a buying opportunity, though I am sizing my position very small as single asset mines in tier 3 jurisdictions can be riskier. Dart goes on. It's worth noting that while costs have been trending higher the past few years and will jump sharply in FY 2021, $1,200 an ounce, sentiment is below average cost producer, so this still leaves lots of room to generate free cash flow. In fact, sentiment's costs have come in below the industry average for 7 years in a row and will drop back below the industry average by FY 2023. Dart continues, the bonus to sentiment is the company's dividend, which is expected to come in at 0.09 in FY 2020 and between 0.09 and 0.10 in FY 2021, subject to board approval. At a current share price of $1.60, an annual dividend of 0.095 translates to a dividend yield of over 5.9%. Dart concludes here, sentiment has had a very unfortunate year, but it often pays to be open-minded and optimistic when there's blood in the streets. When it comes to sentiment, the correction has been brutal, to say the least, with this being the fourth worst correction in nearly 15 years. Given that this was not likely a long-term issue, I believe it's providing a low-risk buying opportunity. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.